Our podcast, The Teacup. I am Lucy Higgins.
And I'm Agatha Herbst.
Today we are exploring the history of tuberculosis, otherwise known as TB. Before we invite our first guest, let's dive into some background information.
It's unclear exactly where tuberculosis originated, but what is believed to be the first evidence of TB was found in Elet Yam, the city off of Coast Israel, dating back to 9,000 years ago.
People all over the globe reacted to TB with fear, and as the disease stayed throughout the centuries of advancing humanity, they started to put the sick in sanitariums and focused on nutrition to get better.
TB is still around today, but there are now preventions for it in most countries.
And with that, let's welcome our first guest.
Our guest today is a doctor from the 19th century who was one of the main doctors in the history of tuberculosis. He discovered tuberculosis bacterium.
And today we have him in our studio. Please welcome Dr. Robert Koch.
Hello.
Hello, Robert Koch. I have some questions for you today.
All right, ask away.
What was it like to live through multiple epidemics?
It was horrifying at times, but the diseases are what gave me my line of work, and they are something I dedicated my life to.
Yes, and it is widely known that you discovered and isolated the bacteria of three different diseases, anthrax, cholera, and tuberculosis, right?
Yes, one of my many greatest feats.
We are focusing on just tuberculosis today. So, would you mind telling me how you isolated the bacteria and how your findings impacted the epidemic as a whole?
I used to use the methylene blue staining method to identify the bacterium, and it took me lots of tries to finally get it right, and to find the correct bacteria. As for how it impacted the world, I found out from bacteria that the clothes and sheets from infected patients needed to be sterilized. Tuberculosis is still around today, but there are now many treatments for it, and the number of deaths has lowered greatly.
And have you won anything for those astonishing feats?
Yes, I received a Nobel Peace Prize for my physiology and medicine owing to my work with tuberculosis.
That is amazing. Thank you so much for dedicating your life to helping save people from disease, and thank you for joining us today.
Bye now. And now, we have an excellent poet who tragically passed away at the age of 30 from tuberculosis. Please welcome Emily Bronte.
Hi, hello.
Miss Bronte, what was your life like before tuberculosis?
Well, as you know, I was a poet and I always loved writing.
And you wrote a book before you died, correct?
Yes, in 1847, I published my book and then died in 1848.
Tragic, isn't it?
Very much so, but I'm happy I was alive for at least a year after it was published.
And it was a wonderful book, may I add.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Now, Emily, it is said that you and your siblings were sick from tuberculosis, and you were taking care of your brother who passed just 2 weeks before you fell ill, yes?
That's right.
What did you do after you became sick with the disease your siblings died from?
Ah, well, I refused medical help because I already knew much about tuberculosis, and I knew that there was really no help for me. Especially now, as I understand the treatments back then were not nearly as effective as treatments now.
I see. That was very brave to accept your death in the end. May I say, again, your writing is beautiful and thank you so much for letting us interview you today.
Yes, yes. Thank you very much.
Well, those are our guests and that is the end.
Thank you for listening to our tuberculosis investigation and we hope you come back to our next episode of The Teacup.